Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the Gang Pastor. This week's been an awesome time for me as I've had the privilege of spending some quality time with a number of the gangs and gang leaders that I call family in Manenberg in Cape Town. My heart's been sore the past 3 months as I've had to travel the world on business and yet have seen and heard daily at the terrible violence that broke out between two of these gangs in particular over the Capetonian winter. By God's grace, and with credit being attributed where rightfully due to the gang lads and their leaders for seeking and sorting out peace between themselves a couple of weeks ago. And so this week, I want to speak on after the storm. Friends, we know from the Bible and hopefully from our own life experiences that both literally and figuratively, the rainbow always comes after the storm. Genesis 9 tells the story of Noah's Ark and the Great Flood. Verses 12 to 17 say, "And God said, 'This is a sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I've set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over to the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth.' So God said to Noah, 'This is a sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all life on the earth.'" Friends, I think we can all agree that the world has been through, and in many ways is still sailing through, some genuine once-in-a-lifetime storms over the past few years. The conflicts between Israel and Palestine, and now Israel and Hezbollah, and Iran and the Middle East, the devastating war in Ukraine now reaching towards its third anniversary, astronomical inflation making itself known most when buying bread and fueling our gas-guzzling cars, and the threat of COVID that finally seems to have faded into a distant speck in the rear-vision mirror of life. And then, of course, the literal storms, floods, forest fires, and cyclones that all seem to hit with greater regularity and ferocity than we can remember, perhaps in years gone past. The world has been taking a battering. So it's a great time to pause, reflect, be thankful, and give praise to God. For the Creator of all things gave us a figurative and literal covenant promise. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. God sealed his promise with a magnificent rainbow in the midst of the destruction from a just and deserved flood of judgment. God gifted Noah with a beautiful rainbow in the sky that symbolized God's gracious covenant promise. And so it remains with us to this day, at least for those who believe in God. God did not promise we will never experience storms, but he has promised he will be with us during them, and that such a devastating storm as a flood of judgment will never be visited upon the earth again. That was his promise. So over the many thousands of years since that great flood, rainbows symbolize hope and God's promises to us. But the rainbow also symbolizes the extraordinary lengths that God promises to go to protect us from utter desolation and ultimate destruction, so we can live without fear. Freedom from fear is such a wonderful gift. And finally, God showed us his incredible majesty with the original rainbow that he gave Noah and with every single rainbow that he's sent since then. Ezekiel 1:28 says, "Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him." So the rainbow is a symbol of an eternal promise. It's a symbol of God's love and protection. It's a reminder that we have nothing ever to fear. And it's a constant reminder of the glory, majesty, and goodness of God. And finally, it's a reminder that after the storm, there will always be beauty, new opportunities, and new life. And that seems like a great place to wrap up today, friends, focusing on the goodness of God, on his majesty, his promises, and his unfailing love. And on the reminder that no matter what storm we may be in with an hour in the future, his promises are sure and eternal, and he always brings beauty, new opportunities, and new life after the storm. As I go about the busyness of business and gang ministry this week, I'm going to remind myself of this each day, that God always, always, always brings a rainbow and new life after a storm. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.